We are working our way through the 8th chapter of Romans. And we have stated very succinctly that we will go through difficult times in this life. And when they occur, the Spirit speaks to our spirit to let us be reminded that we are children of God. And we come to a text today that helps us to understand prayer during those difficult times. It's up to us to choose to pray. These verses will help us to understand how the Spirit helps us to pray as we should. The Spirit interprets our words when they're difficult to come out because of the groanings that we have from life. We read from Romans 8, beginning at verse 26, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes with us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." These verses encourage us to pray in the most difficult of times. And Paul reminds us that he can feel our weakness because he has gone through those weak times too. And we don't always know what to pray for. We don't know how to pray, but we must pray. We must pray. That's implied. It's overtly said in every way possible. It encourages us to give things to God, no matter what's happening in our life, to be certain that we give it in the way that we would want. The Spirit works on our behalf. Douglas Moo, writing in the Epistle to the Romans, says, "Paul is saying that our failure to know God's will and consequent inability to petition God specifically and assuredly is met by God's Spirit, who Himself expresses to God those intercessory petitions that perfectly match the will of God. When we do not know what to pray for, yes, even when we pray for things that are not best for us, we need not despair, for we can depend on the Spirit's ministry of perfect intercession on our behalf." C.H. Dodd gives us the lesson title for this morning. Prayer is the divine in us appealing to the divine above us. It's interesting, as you analyze the words, Paul acknowledges his weaknesses, our weaknesses, he said. And he seems to suggest that it's important for us to acknowledge our weakness. If I think I'm strong and I can handle things on my own, I'm probably not going to take the time or be motivated at all to pray to God to deal with circumstances in my life. We need to feel our weaknesses. We need to acknowledge them. Because of those weaknesses, they will encourage us and they will force us to go to God to receive that which He only can provide. A sense of our weakness will drive us to pray. And I've spent more time in recent years trying to encourage people to pray. They say, "I don't know how. I might pray for the wrong thing. I'm not sure the words that I should use," suggesting that there's a very specific wordage that should be a part of that praying. These verses make all of that clearer for each of us if we'll just listen and learn and act upon them. The Spirit helps us in our weakness. And we don't know what to say, when to say it, how to say it. The Spirit is there to help us in those circumstances. I'm amazed sometimes of our lack of appreciation for some of the giants of Scripture. I'm reminded of Elijah. Elijah, we might think, would be so strong. He was the guy who called down fire on his sacrifice and slaughtered 400 prophets of Baal. Twice he called down fire to consume a commander and 50 armed men who were sent to mess with him, to arrest him. And we ought not to mess with this man. And yet James 5, verse 17 tells us, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed. We lift him up, and yet he relied upon prayer. Jesus says, without me you can, he didn't say, without me you can get along with all the everyday stuff in your life. When you hit a hard time, give me a call. I'm right there ready to help. He didn't say that. Jesus said in John 15, verse 5, apart from me, you can do nothing. We acknowledge our weakness. Moses stood before Pharaoh. He called down plagues against the 10 great gods of Egypt. He brought water from a rock in a barren desert. He is a person that we acknowledge had weaknesses, but yet he was a strong, strong man used by God to accomplish so much. In his psalm, Psalm 90, he says in verse 17, let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and confirm for us the work of our hands. Yes, conform the work of our hands. He acknowledged his humanity. He gave God the glory. Our weakness extends to our prayer life. It's interesting that Paul struggled so many times in his life. Romans 7, he describes a time when he wanted to do what was right and he found himself doing just the opposite. And there were other times he knew what he should do and he found himself doing just the opposite. So many times he showed his humanity, and he speaks to himself, I think, first and foremost in these verses to show us what he depended upon when he was going through those most difficult times of life. And there are times when we sometimes pray for the wrong thing. I looked at several examples in trying to make that point to myself in recent weeks. Moses entreated the Lord to let him enter the promised land, but that was not God's will, Deuteronomy 3. Elijah, man of prayer that he was, asked the Lord to take his life. He didn't. Jesus, in his humanity, prayed that this cup would pass from him, not your will but mine. And of course, he did God's will. And we studied in our Wednesday night class for a number of weeks the reality that the Holy Spirit is a person. He works as part of the Godhead. He does not compete with God's will. He does not compete with God's word. So when he refers to himself as the Spirit, petitioning in our prayers those groanings lifted up to God the Father, there's no competition, there's no contradiction. It's all in accordance with God's will. So when we, in our most difficult times, not sure what to pray for, I've come to the conclusion we should pray as only one occasion in Scripture, not my will, but your will. If we pray his will, not our will, we know that we're praying the way we should. But even as we pray according to his will in our life, the Spirit intercedes for us. The Spirit speaks to the Father about my life, my concerns, my desires, my prayer words, and makes it okay with God. It corrects me, if you will. It interprets my words to make them according to God's will, if you will. And the bottom line is we depend upon it so much. There are several things that come to mind behind the simple words that are given here. there are mysteries in life that are difficult for us, and Scripture helps to make them clear. Samson's parents exhorted him not to marry a Philistine woman. They did not know that God wanted to use Samson's wrong desires to bring judgment on the Philistines of Judges chapter 14. Jeremiah was right to pray that God would spare his people from the Babylonians for his name's sake, but God's sovereign will reigned in that matter as he brought judgment on Israel. Satan demanded permission to sift Peter like wheat by tempting him to deny Christ. God, rather, through Christ, heard that demand, and Peter was prayed over by Jesus himself, not taking away that sifting, but rather saying a prayer on Peter's behalf that when you fall away, come back. I have work for you to do. He allowed that sifting to take place. There are times when we are faint in suffering. There are times we just do not know what to do, and God's plan will always come to fruition. God's will must be adhered to, and those words of prayer will always bring that about. I want to read the verses again, and I want to just comment on a few things that they would say to us. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray. And we can say amen to that. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with our groans that words cannot express. I've written in my New Testament the word our because it's better describing exactly what's taking place. The Spirit Himself intercedes for us with our groans that words cannot express. How do you pray when you've lost a child way too early? How do you pray when a close person in your life has found out that they have just a few months to live? How do you pray right the way you want to when you find out your job is being closed down, the company's closing down, and it's going to affect your taking care of your family? How do you pray when there's unfaithfulness in your family by people who knew better and once lived better? How do you pray? There are sometimes we just find it so difficult to say the words that we would want to say. I like the expression groans. We saw last week that the creatures are groaning for release, and that the creation is groaning for its release when Christ comes back. Those groanings are real, and they're deep, and they're intense in those most difficult times of life. I don't know when you choose to pray. I know people that when things are going well, they don't see the need to pray. And that's when we ought to be praying double, being thankful, being grateful, amen, asking God for His will to continue in our life as we give Him credit and glory for those good things. When things turn against us and they become very serious and very difficult, the reality that we may have the doubts, and yet the Spirit speaks to my spirit that you are indeed a child of God. Don't doubt the relationship you have with God. The Spirit wants us to know with confidence that in the midst of those hard, hard times, we are children of God. I'm reminded of the Hebrew writer who talks about discipline, of the father, the mother who shows love for the child because they discipline them. and it's done for a temporary time. It's done for a reality of bringing us closer to God, bringing us back to God. The reality of the person who says, well, I love you, but you do what you want to. Parents who suggest that 16-year-old doesn't need guidance from me. I don't need to hold them accountable for their actions. There's no accountability, responsibility for their actions. That's not love. That's not love. The disciplines of life that bring us to God, that make it difficult to pray, and yet that's when we need God the most. And that's when God's Spirit is there closely with us in a very, very personal way, encouraging us to come into His presence, to offer those things we should offer, knowing that the Spirit will communicate God's will through our words so that they come out just right. I sat at the feet of an elder in Madeira a number of years ago who studied the Holy Spirit. He had been going through over a year of cancer treatments, finally special treatments in Stanford. He passed shortly after we moved from Madeira. But he's the one that helped me to understand these two verses. And I think he put them to use in his own life when the first treatment and then the second treatment and then a third long-term treatment didn't accomplish what it needed to accomplish. And being willing to go through experimental treatments as a last hope. And yet he died faithful to the cause of Christ. He showed us how to live in the midst of a difficult, difficult circumstance in his life. And these words took on meaning for him. And the word interprets, first time I'd heard it, but Gary said he interprets our words to the Father. That helped me to understand what I think they're saying. That he petitions the Father, if you will, he intercedes for me with our groans. That word cannot express. And he who searches our hearts, many times our emotions get involved. I appreciate four or five of the men here. We saw it twice today. Words at the communion table, words at the singing throne, men letting their heart speak. It's good for us. And the one who knows our hearts, he knows the mind of the Spirit. He puts them together. The personal, emotional circumstances he puts together with the mind of the Spirit because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. God's will come true. We're going to see next week, Lord willing, that there are times when he uses amazing people and amazing circumstances to bring about his will. And we'll look at those verses next week, Lord willing. I want to stop. I want these verses to impact us without any more of my words. I'm hoping that I've just added a few things to let them be better understood and encourage each of us to pray quickly, most definitely in the hardest of times, knowing that God knows my heart and the Spirit knows my mind, and he puts them together, and we offer those prayers according to God's will. And I want us to close with a prayer. Father, we thank you for the blessings we have in this life. And we thank you even for the times when life knocks us down and it hurts and we don't know where to go and how to rebound. We're not sure what we're supposed to do. But Father, we know in the most difficult of earthly times, we still have a spiritual relationship with you. And we're thankful for the reminder this morning that your Spirit works on our behalf in our most difficult circumstances to speak to you our groans that sometimes can't even come out. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you for your will coming to fruition in the midst of those circumstances. Help us to understand that sometimes the things we go through aren't the easiest, they're not the quickest, but looking back, we see you at work in those circumstances, and we know that you're there to help us go forward. Help us to pray without ceasing. Help us to pray according to your will for our life. Help us to be mindful of the health of this congregation. Help us to be mindful of those who need you in their life in special times. Help us to be mindful of those who are not faithful to your calls, knowing that they're in the worst spiritual circumstances they could possibly be in, having once followed and now rejected you. Help us to help them to come back. Help us to be prayerful for each individual in this congregation. Help us to be prayerful for our family members. Help us to be prayerful for friends at work and friends in the workplace and in our other realms of life. Help us to be a light to them. Help your will to be done in all things. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. If we can help you in any way as we stand and sing a song of encouragement, we have men and others here ready to pray, ready to study, ready to bring your faith to fruition. And if we can help you, please come while we stand and sing.